Montpellier Mosque, or Islami Darazga Bristol, was the first mosque in Bristol and is open for daily prayers.
My name is Tahir Mahmood. I'm the chair of the mosque in Montpellier, which is 109 Lower Cheltenham Place. This was the first unofficial mosque that was set up by the first Muslim settlers in Bristol on a Friday, which is the main Friday prayer where the whole congregation attend. That's when the imam will give a sermon, you know, usually about current issues and how we should be working together and what needs to be done in the community. That's actually said on a Friday. For the Muslim community, this is the social hub. The mosque is where they get together and find out how somebody's doing, or someone doesn't come to prayers. Oh, so-and-so's not of it. I wonder if he's okay, you know, I haven't seen him for a few days. My father was one of the founders, so they got together, raised some money, and they bought this small terrace house. There's no minarets or domes, you know, it's just a house. So you couldn't tell from looking from the outside that this was a mosque. That was approximately 1969 to 1970. My father came from Pakistan. He was in the British Army. He was a field nurse. And being a field nurse, he was, I think, in the 60s or 50s when there was a need for labourers to come to this country. I think about 10 years later, he sort of invited my mother over. So the family came over in the 70s. I came here probably 1976 when I was very small to learn the Quran. So I came here amongst another 30, 40 children that were being taught here at the same time. In the early days, about 40, 50 people. It's dramatically changed since then. I think we're touching about 120 now. As you can see from the carpets, we stand in rows. So we've got rows of approximately 8 to 10 people upstairs. So we've got another 6 rows downstairs, and usually about 20, 25 people outside in the garden. We've got quite a steep garden, you know, and I remember the elders telling me that they actually dug it by hand. You know, the back rooms were actually dug out by hand, and it's incredible that those people would have been working long shifts. A lot of people worked at the foundries, but they would, you know, sacrifice time to actually come physically work here as well to get this place set up. I think when we generally the first communities came to this country, a lot of them were just men. They didn't have their women folk with them. So there wasn't any thought about provision for the women folk. Due to cultural reasons, the men and women prayed in separate rooms because we've only got a single entrance here. We couldn't do it in this place. They've had to go to Eastern or further afield up to Totterdown. So we needed a place where we can accommodate our mothers and sisters. So we bought what was a public house in Sevier Street in 2007. Unfortunately, we found the place wasn't structurally strong enough. So we had to knock it down and start again from the beginning. It's taken us nearly 6-7 years to get to the stage where we've got a shell of a building now. But hopefully within the next year or so, we can do the internal works, you know, plaster it and everything. And hopefully by end of this year, we should be in there. And it's been funded entirely by our people who come to this mosque. So they're very generously, you know, putting away some money each week. And for a community of 100 people to raise approximately £250,000 to build a new place just shows the commitment and the legacy they want to leave for their children the next few generations. It would be sad, you know, leaving here, but a newer and bigger place will obviously make us a lot happier as well, somewhere we can attend with our families. And one of the advantages of a new place is that we're going to have a social area where our elders can just sit down and have a chat to each other, sit down and with a newspaper, and somewhere we can socialise as well. So it's been a growing curve for myself, coming here as a student and ending up being the chairman. So it is a privilege. Just, you know, someone to actually trust you to run the place is a very heavy burden, and I don't take it lightly. It has been a happy memory for me, and hopefully looking forward to passing the baton on to somebody else, somebody younger who can take that on for the next 50-40 years.
The mosque has always had a great relationship with the ever-changing community on Lower Cheltenham Place.
I'm Anushka, and I live in 114 Lower Cheltenham Place. The mosque is opposite us, and it's lovely. I've always loved it. It's just like, wow, you know, glimpse into like another life, because there's such a big community there and all the kids know each other and there's big groups and we always say hello, and it'll be sad when it moves. It actually really will be, because it's great it being there. It's like a gathering point. It really adds to what's going on around here.